Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ann McCurdy, and of course she's the Executive Director for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Good morning to you, Ann.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, if people are sort of aware of what's going on, they probably could guess what we're going to talk about because it's the perfect time of year to talk about planting.
That's right. The sun is out. We've had some high temps and beautiful temperatures and some good rain. Things are starting to green up and those trees are finally starting to pop out. So downtown is really starting to look beautiful, but it really needs that cherry on the top still.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So May 17th is the day that lots of folks could come and do some planting, and it's a great time for everybody.
It is. It's a wonderful time, you know, to put in a little volunteer service for your community. We need volunteers of all kinds, whether you can plant flowers, you can help with the mulch, you can watch traffic for us, you can help distribute water. You know, we need volunteers of all kinds, and we've got more than 100 people registered so far. All of our T-shirt registration deadline has passed, but all of our volunteers will still get a free dinner. So we'd still like you to call an RSVP if you plan on helping that day. And we do ask all our volunteers to report to the City Park this year. We want you to go to City Park at 4 p.m. We have new instructions. So whether you've done this every year or you've never done it before, head to the City Park because we're going to show you that we're mixing it up a little bit. And really to help the plants grow a little bit better, we're kind of changing how we plant. So we want everyone to go to the City Park at 4 o'clock.
Master gardener, experienced planter, experienced gardener, whatever, show up at the City Park at 4 o'clock on May 17th. And I hate to say this, but what if it's pouring down rain?
It won't be. No rain on Tuesday. But if by chance there is a storm, we will have a rain date of the week following, May 24th. Same time, 4 to 7, same arrangement, a meal afterwards, of course. But we're just going to pray for wonderful weather and not windy. Yeah. Like 72 degrees and no wind.
Well, as long as you're praying, you might as well pray for the perfect, and that sounds perfect to me. Now, I think, Anne, I'm not sure I got in the first year. I think maybe the second year. But one of the things I've noticed is that there are many more families involved with the planting.
We do. We have a lot of people who come in groups, whether it's a group of coworkers, a family, a service club, or, just a group of girlfriends. This year I know we have some Girl Scout club participating. We have some of the 4-H clubs participating. So we welcome that. As long as we have some good adult supervision with those kids and the kids are actually able to do some work. I love my little John Patrick, but at 5 months old, he's really not able to be much help at this sort of an event. So, if the kids are able to help, and I think it's a great way for them to, learn about some community service and learn about, what we have here in Atlantic and get them into these areas and see them working with other volunteers. Just exposing them to a project like this is pretty important. So we do. We welcome volunteers of all kinds, but we do need lots of adult supervision with those kids.
Another thing that I've seen change from that first time that I helped, I remember that some of us spent most of our time cleaning out the beds before we even began planting, and I think that's changed.
It has. If you notice now, the Downtown Beautification Group has done an excellent job of getting those beds ready. The leaves, all the old growth, that's all been removed. All that's been taken care of. So it really is pretty easy for our volunteers to now come in and do the planting, get the mulch in. It'll be easy for everyone to work in. Our thanks to them for getting those ready because that can be a big task.
Really big. And it's just, if you are a gardener or even not a gardener, it's lots more fun to plant than it is to pull out the old stuff. And it can make you feel pretty good cleaning up, but it's lots more fun to plant. So that's all done. What about tools? Do people need to bring some tools? Would that be a good idea?
Absolutely. If you have a favorite trowel or spade that you like to work with and plant with, we encourage you to bring that. But most of the tools will be provided. We have rakes and we have trowels and we have those sorts of things. But we always encourage you, if you do have a trowel that you would like to bring that. Again, gloves probably. A lot of folks too will bring the little mats that they kneel on. Whatever you need to, help make it a comfortable experience for you. But some of the major tools like the rakes and whatnot, we will have those available.
I'm thinking if you bring tools, it might be a good idea to mark them.
Yes, I would put your name on them pretty well. And don't paint them with orange spray paint because all of the Downtown Beautification Groups are sprayed with orange spray paint. So don't spray yours like that.
I know there's always one or two that get left, and that's so easy to do. So it's just a good idea to have them marked. And talking about spray paint, that's a good thing to do at home too, is have them bright red, not brown or even green. And I've experienced that too. So what color petunias are we putting in this year?
Oh, that's a good question. And LaVon, I don't know.
That's not your job.
It's not. I don't order the flowers, so I guess it'll be a surprise for everyone. So an extra incentive to come volunteer so you can come see what kind of flowers we're planting this year.
Whatever it is, they'll be beautiful. And I'm guessing you do get, when folks come to town, that they do comment about all the planting?
They do. It's one of the guilty pleasures of working down here at the depot because, you know, we have this very small role to play in it, but a lot of times we get all the good comments. And so it's really not fair. We need to, like, videotape all the good comments that we received throughout the summer from both residents and people who are visiting. They've never been to Atlantic, and they just say, wow. You know, it almost reminds me of Christmas time when people first see the Christmas lights. You know, the first time they see our downtown with the flowers and all the work that's gone into it, they just rave about it. So thanks for making Atlantic look good.
That's great. Well, and the planting will get done, and it's a big job, but again, those volunteers, good idea to call, or can they email also, Anne?
Absolutely. You can email us at chamber@atlanticiowa.com or call us at 243-3017.
Okay. Want to make sure you have food for everybody, even if they don't get a T-shirt, and if you're like me, you got plenty of T-shirts. So even though they're fun, you don't need another T-shirt. So sign up, get signed up before May 17th and plan to help. And as you say, jobs for everybody. But when you just always have something coming next. You get planning on one thing, kind of get that going, but you're already planning for some other things.
Oh, absolutely. You wouldn't even believe it, but we're already planning some Christmas things. We've been talking about dates for carriage rides and how we're going to do some things differently. So coming up for the Chamber, we have Customer Appreciation Days. That's the first weekend of June. That Thursday, Friday, Saturday, there'll be some special coupons and offers running in the Atlantic News Telegraph, so make sure you pick up your Tuesday shopper for those. That Saturday, of course, is our free hot dog lunch in the city park. Stop by, get your chips, your hot dog, you know, ice cold Coca-Cola. It's a fun day. We have kids' games and activities that day as well.
I'm guessing you might hear it on KJN also.
I think you might hear a few ads for it. It's a great event, and we certainly help, you know, appreciate everybody coming down and enjoying lunch with us that day.
Okay, and I'm glad you mentioned the hot dogs and so on, because when you say Appreciation Days, I'm going, oh yeah, we're going to get those coupons, that's great, but all those other activities that go with it are also great.
That's right. You know, you can bring the kids. There will be a couple of bounce houses available from the YMCA, the kids' games too going on, you know, and it's just a nice opportunity to get out a little bit and, you know, enjoy that lunch. So we will have that. And then in July, of course, we'll have the all-class reunion the first weekend of July. We'll have Pianopalooza performing on Saturday, July 2nd. Always a crowd pleaser. And different activities being planned for that day. We have sort of a tentative itinerary on our website you can check out. Of course, we've got Crazy Days in the middle of July as well. And then, you know, this little rag-brag thing right at the end of the month.
Yeah. July sounds like it's going to be packed full, but like I say, you almost always have things going on. Now, I know you've had committees working on RAGBRAI, but what are some maybe high-priority needs at this point?
Volunteers. We need all the volunteers we can get. Jackie Sampson and Billy Hoover are organizing all of our volunteers, so if you are interested in volunteering, if you happen to see them, let them know. We also have a form on our website that you can fill out and tell us what you're able to do, what your interests are in terms of volunteering. So, you know, hop on there and let us know. And then housing. We have a lot of RAGBRAI riders. You know, we're expecting about 20,000 people that day to come into town, but that's both riders and then all the support vehicles and support personnel for the event. And we need a place for them to stay. You know, our campgrounds, we're going to have four major campgrounds, and that will accommodate quite a few riders. But again, a lot of them prefer to stay with a local host. So if you can provide yard space for tent camping, if you can provide RV parking or bus parking in a driveway, if you can provide some showers, or if you have a few beds in your home that you're willing to let some folks, you know, stay the night on. We'd love to know that. Right now we have about 160 housing requests, and that doesn't represent one per person. That can be, you know, one request is for 10 people. So we're doing our best to match those with local residents. Again, on our website, there's a form on the overnight accommodations page that you can go on and tell us what kind of space you can provide. again, it's going to take all kinds. So whatever you can provide, we can probably find a group to match with you. And we are taking notes, like if they're Rotary Club or if they're Kiwanis, you know, their occupations, things like that. So we'll do our best to match, you know, Rotary members with Rotary members.
Okay. I do have a question, too. If you, and we just have a minute left, if you have a space to park but you already have a house full for showers, is there other opportunities for showers?
Yes, there are. There are several main campground at the main campgrounds. There will be portable showers too. So, you know, if you only have tent camping space and that's all you can provide, that's great. We'll still take advantage of that.
Okay, very good. Well, I know we'll be talking more about RAGBRAI. We want to thank you very much, Ann McCurdy, for reminding us about the planting coming up in May 17th. And remember, planting the seeds of kindness results in a growth of friendship.